Welcome back to Culture with me, Robert Bound, where we're now heading to South America. This week sees the European launch of the much-vaunted Argentinian compilation Future Sounds of Buenos Aires on Cartel. The disc is a sampler of the weird and wonderful sounds of Argentina-based label ZZK, founded 6 years ago. It's been making a name for itself, taking traditional Latin American sounds such as cumbia and folklore and mixing them with electronica. Our man in Buenos Aires, Ed Stocker, met the people behind the music to talk about the imprint's first ever European release and its renowned Zizek Club Nights.
Argentina and Buenos Aires is a very musical country, and beyond the typical cliche of tango, really there's all sorts of sounds and all sorts of genres that Argentines are really good at. Really the big music here in Argentina is more cumbia and more folkloric music than tango. Is kind of like for a very reserved part of sophisticated capital society.
Grant Doe is the 36-year-old co-owner of ZZK Records. Born in Texas, he moved to Buenos Aires in 2004, lured by the books of Jorge Luis Borges and the sounds of Astor Piazzolla. But far away from the traditional side of the capital, Doe found himself immersed in a flourishing contemporary music scene that absorbed influences from all over the continent. Every expat needs a visionary idea, and Doe soon launched a cultural events website, which meant he came into contact with a host of artists and producers. They were mixing up local sounds with everything from ragga and dub to techno. Launching a club night seemed like a logical idea.
Well, about a year later, we realized that there was such a wealth of music coming out of the club and of the producers and the artists that we were working with that it would be a shame not to make an album and start a label and see what happened. We'd never really planned on making a real label or starting a real label, and 4 years later, having released 20 albums and toured all around the world. But it was just kind of like, you know, we were inspired by the music and we wanted to get that out to everybody else and have people listen to it.
Doe was lucky enough to arrive in Argentina as a scene was emerging, but smart enough to realize that it could travel a long way if properly marketed. Here were artists who grew up listening to international dance music as well as more traditional sounds, an internet generation who wanted to mix their inspirations together.
My background is electronic music and rock also, but I started traveling around 2005 from Peru and Bolivia, and I really got inspired by the music from Los Andes, the folklore from there. The spirit of the music there is unique.
Chancha Villacircuito, aka Pedro Canale, is one of the artists featured on the Future Sounds of Buenos Aires. His name comes from the journey he used to make around the city limits of BA. Chancha, meaning pig, is a slang name for the train, and the Villacircuito is a circular trip around the periphery.
My music is a mix between everything I like as a sound. It can be a mix between different kinds of music influences and sounds that I heard from the nature, the streets. I think my music reflects this spirit of mixing everything together.
ZZK's sound may have grown to embrace a wide range of genres, but when it first started, it was all about cumbia, without doubt the most popular pan-Latin sound of the moment. In Argentina, cumbia has carried a lot of social and political stigma, and it's meant it has often been dismissed by Buenos Aires residents as tropical music of the poor people. Mariano de la Aguila, a music journalist with Clarín newspaper, explains.
There is still prejudice against cumbia because traditionally it belongs to the villas, with these slums around the cities. And the cumbia villera starts there and tells the story of drugs and violence, but almost fun for these people. So the media still have a crooked look of the music. They think there is not good music or is cheap. And then the Zizek parties come to change this perception of cumbia.
ZZK has come a long way in the last 6 years, initially touring the States and appearing at South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, not long after the imprint was founded. Since then, concerts have taken the collective everywhere from the south of Argentina to the north of Colombia, via Europe and Russia. Chancha Villacircuito remembers his first experience of playing overseas with a wry smile. It provided inspiration for his track Prima, which appears on the Future Sounds compilation.
Prima is a song with a strong influence from dub and also with a type of cumbia that comes from Central America more than South America. Prima is also reference to my first gig abroad in New York, where I had many problems with the computer and with the DJ program that started to change the pitch. Started to go slow and then go faster, and in the track Prima, the tempo plays with the same idea from this mistake. So Prima is a way to look what happened in a funny way.
Indeed, it's this originality that keeps ZZK pushing those boundaries, about as far away from tango cliches as you can get. For Monaco and Buenos Aires, I'm Ed Stocker.
For those just joining us, you're listening to Culture with me, Robert Bounds, on Monocle 24.